Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout fires to first and has Henderson trapped. There's the throw to Almon, who tags Henderson for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyuk scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Luzinski moves to second. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Luzinski moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Luzinski scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman takes first base on ball four. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Trout. Newman moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Newman moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon takes first base on ball four. Law moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law moves to third. Almon moves to second. Bo McLaughlin now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Armas fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Armas. Law scores. Almon scores. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. Bernazard moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp strikes out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lopez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Lopez moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lopez moves to third. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lopez scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Newman and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Bernazard goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bob Ochinco now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kemp moves to third. Luzinski moves to second. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law juggles the ball. That's an error on Law. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. Fisk moves to third. Law moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Almon strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive towards short. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got 4 RBIs. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Law scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy moves to third. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-2 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-2, White Sox. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing left field. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rudy Law pinch hits for Ron LaFleur. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing center field. Vance Law now playing shortstop. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy strikes out. One out. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Lopez moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Lopez moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopez scores. Stanley scores. Gross moves to third. It's 10-4, White Sox. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gross scores. Murphy moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave McKay now playing second base. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Tom Paciorek now playing left field. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Newman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-7, White Sox. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Law takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 11-7, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hickey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.